All right, well, here's the part of the show where we welcome Bobby Flay. Let's welcome him anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Bobby Flay.
Wow. Got a lot to say.
Where is he?
He's 2 minutes away.
Huh. Wow.
Isn't that funny? He lives 2 blocks from
when
here.
When Katy Perry was late, you didn't let her in the building.
I know.
Did he take the Sabbath elevator?
But then you turn around and it really, the marriage is kind of crappy.
New York's number one hit music station is 100.
Yeah, why did you look at Bobby Flay when you said that?
I didn't mean to. It's just that Bobby just walked in at that point. So.
Speaking of crappy marriages, here's Bobby Flay.
I wanted to acknowledge him. I'm sorry.
That's not what that was perfect timing.
I'm so sorry.
I'm out of breath already.
It's not what you think it was.
I'm sorry. Okay, but let's talk about this. You know how we always say that people put their best foot forward on social media?
Yes.
So Anna Faris is admitting that that's what she did when she was married to Chris Pratt. She said, we made this whole social media lie. We wanted to sell it to everybody, this beautiful family, all the stuff we got right. And to be honest, it was all bull, you know what?
I know.
So yeah.
We all do that. We all make ourselves look a little better and a little shinier.
On social media.
Like Bobby has that cat, Nacho.
Nacho Flay?
Nacho Flay is huge. And he uses no filter, only sometimes. It's the Botox for cats, the filter.
Robert Downey Jr. unveiled the full voice cast for his upcoming movie, The Voyage of Dr. Doolittle. So many amazing people. Selena Gomez, Emma Thompson, Octavia Spencer, John Cena. John Cena's doing a lot of movies lately. Craig Robinson, and the list goes on, so get ready for that. So Martha Stewart says that she kisses on the first date.
Of course she
Why?
Does.
Oh, yeah.
She said, how else are you going to get to know them fast?
How do you know?
Have
you dated
know.
Martha Stewart?
No, I haven't dated
are
Martha
you sure?
Stewart. I love Martha Stewart.
She's a blonde.
Whoa.
I have to change. I have to go brunette only from now on.
Is that your new rule?
What color is your hair now, Danielle? It looks kind of reddish.
She doesn't know.
We don't know what color her hair is.
I haven't seen The Natural in a long time. There's a new movie on the way. It looks amazing. Jack Black is in it. It's coming out in September. It's a horror movie for kids. It's called The House with the Clock in Its Walls. Looks so awesome. It's trending everywhere. Check it out. ElvisDuran.com. We have it for you. Tonight on television, there's a lot on tonight. You've got Riverdale. You've got Life Sentence. Empire is back.
Is it one of Bobby Flay's shows?
That's tomorrow night at 10, Food Network. Beat Bobby Flay. Thanks a lot.
Andrew Lloyd Webber's tribute to his superstars on tonight. Samantha Bee, The Great American Puerto Rico. And don't forget the 6th season premiere of The Americans, because that is going away after this season over on FX.
So we welcome Bobby Flay. Hi, Bobby.
How are you?
Thanks for showing up today. We appreciate
it. I know. It was 3 minutes late. I'm sorry.
I know. It's kind of weird. The closer you live to the station, the later you are. Because I'm late every day.
Are you?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Well, Bobby, you should be honored because Katy Perry once showed up late and she didn't get in the building. So
really?
We made her get back in her car.
She
and
came
leave.
Back the next day and she was early.
Right. Hey, so there's one reason. One of the many reasons we're happy you're here is to let you know that because of us, you are very, very successful. I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. You know your restaurant, Gatto. Maybe you've been there.
I do know it, yes.
Now, so Straight Nate was there having dinner.
I was there.
Okay.
Well, I witnessed him and his lady.
Okay.
She's cute, right?
Yeah, beautiful.
So anyway, he said no less than 10 people from 10 different parties came up and said the only reason they were at Gatto is because they heard us talking about it on our show.
First of all, let me say this. No one recognized Nate.
Okay. Here we
okay.
Go.
Elvis, let's be real, okay? let's real talk here. I mean, we love Nate. His girlfriend is adorable. They are very
Barbie and Ken.
Yes, they're very Barbie and Ken. They're very enthusiastic, eaters. Nobody recognizes Nate at Gatto.
Then why are you telling us this?
Don't believe me. I'm just as surprised as you. I never get recognized anywhere. But no less than, it wasn't 10, it was 3 different people, including one person from a 10 top, you know how much they bill, came up to me and said, oh my God, are you Straight Nate? Oh my God, we hear you.
Were you wearing your Elvis Duran t-shirt?
I was not.
He was.
He was.
You know that flailing arm tube, man? He had that sitting on top of his table.
I swear to God, everybody, this is not about me. But
so that's the only reason we wanted to bring you in.
No less than 3 people came up to me and said, oh my God, you can Elvis and Bobby talk about it all the time. You got to go to Gatto. That's why we're here.
It's true. People do come in because of Nate, but because of this show. It's true. People come up to me all the time. I love listening to you when you're on Elvis Duran. You guys, he always talks about the restaurant. That's why we came in. So yes, you're 100% right. You will get the check in the mail.
That's why I invited paid you today to people, tell you that.
I know about paying commissions.
People go to Gatto because it's the best restaurant in town.
And because they hear you say that.
Other than Loring Place, it's the best restaurant.
That's because you invested in that place. Let's call it what it is.
I think legally I have to say that, right?
Yes.
No, I'm going to say it for you. You're an investor in Loring Place. Now, I will say that the food there is fantastic.
It is.
And he's one of the best chefs in New York.
Absolutely. But look, Gatto's right down the street.
Listen, I'm not going to... Okay, let's keep plugging it all morning long. It's fine with me.
Okay, what else do you want to talk about?
Dude, what are you going to do with brunches?
Mother's Day weekend, we're going to have brunch. That's scary. This is amazing. Mother's Day, we're going to have brunch. We don't make brunch at Gatto. We don't do it. But we're going to do brunch Saturday and Sunday on Mother's Day because there's a huge demand on Mother's Day for brunch.
Yeah. Bobby, Scary's going to need a table at that brunch if you take care of him there.
Wait, we haven't talked about Miami.
Oh, my God. I haven't said one word. I want to say one thing.
Wait, is this your show?
It's my show.
Okay.
I do want to talk about Miami because that was...
That was so fun.
I saw a side of Bobby Flay that everyone needs to see. No, I'm being serious.
Yeah, you've seen it.
I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say something of vital importance.
Are we going to talk about your memoir?
No, that's Andy. Andy's writing the book.
Okay, so how is this working?
It's not working because all they've been doing is really drinking than writing.
That means the writer is getting a lot of things that Elvis doesn't want him to have.
Is that why you get me all lubed up on whiskey?
Well, that's why I drink too.
Okay.
But do you take notes or you just drink?
I have a little recorder.
Okay.
So that I can sort of, pretend I'm just listening, but really I'm making notes.
Mm-hmm. He's great. He's written some books.
What has he written? You keep saying that, but we
can't talk about it.
What?
Because we can't talk about it.
Are you the ghostwriter?
Yes.
Person?
The ghostwriter's code.
Absolutely.
I'm not even supposed to be here.
He's not here.
But you're here.
You do not see him. Okay, I see it, Scary. Thank you. Let's talk about Miami.
Okay.
So at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival, they did a Bobby Flay tribute. We took over the entire ballroom at the Lowe's Hotel.
It was 800 people. It was amazing.
800 drunk chefs. Actually, it was a very beautiful night. Mm. And you had some of your best friends from the business up on stage there to...
Cook. They cooked.
They cooked, but they were also there in honor of you. In tribute to you. No, it is. It is
they
true.
Were. They were.
You stood up and gave a speech that you brought a tear to my eye. I thought it was very touching.
Thank you. When you write a speech like that, you can read it all you want, but you don't know what it's going to sound like until you actually blast it out into the crowd and see how they react. I was very happy with the evening, and you were an amazing MC. You really were. You kept the night going.
It's a rough room.
Nice things. No, you were great. You were terrific.
And I heard that Scary got past security.
He did. it's like I know that you definitely don't pay to get on the subway because you go under the turnstile, right? You did the same thing at the event.
Yep.
And Froggy was there as well. Mm-hmm. Who else was there?
What, Frog?
No, it was great to see Bobby and your daughter, to see how proud you are of your daughter, to watch that moment on that stage really was the highlight of the night for me. It truly was a highlight.
She's amazing. She's graduating college finally.
So as you know,
it's been 4 years.
Bobby Flay's very, very, very accomplished in this business. It's different when it's you. If another chef was sitting right next to you who had accomplished the same things you would have accomplished or you have accomplished, you'd be very impressed.
Oh, yeah.
But when it's you and you're in the middle of it, you're like, it's just me, you know?
Exactly.
But you deserve the tribute. Your speech was just incredible.
Thank you. It just means that I'm old.
You're old. Ancient. You thanked all the women in your life that made you who you are.
Women.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I have these three women who have worked for me. One for 9 years, one for 16 years, and one for 22 years.
Wow.
And they basically prop me up every single day of my life, honestly, in, business and personal life. And one of the things I said was, why have a yes man when you can have three women who will tell you the truth every single day? And that's what they do. And they're amazing people. And then, of course, my daughter and,
It was a great night.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, there is a chef here that wishes to come say hi to you and pay tribute to you. Please welcome the one and only Chef Letty.
What's up, handsome?
Hello there. Bonjour, everybody.
Now, how come we can't just have Bobby in without you here? How come we just can't have a Bobby Flay interview?
You blame the Greg D. He texted me to come in because Bobby McFlay come in today. I have to say hello to Bobby McFlay.
Hello, Chef.
How are you doing? Monsieur.
Now, I will tell you, Chef Letty is a little upset that he was not.
With Chef Letty.
Okay, I'm in.
Well, to say, of course I mean that.
What would you make, Chef Lateef?
I would make less sex to the women.
He'd make less sex to the women.
The sex booth.
So what do you have in your hand there, Chef Lateef?
Well, of course, you know, if I was asked to speak at his banquet, I would say so many things to Bobby McFlay.
It looks like you've prepared some notes.
Yes. Of course. And first, I would like to say to you, Bobby, I am very sad to hear that your restaurant Gato is closed.
No, it's not closed.
Trust me, in a week I'll be right.
It's a great restaurant. Why are you saying that?
You better hurry up and get there then.
Have you been there? You got to go to the bathroom.
Okay, that's not nice. Be nice to our guests.
Hey, Nate, that's not very funny. You ate there the other night.
What happened to you? Remember your ass exploded?
All right. So what else do you have to say to Bobby McFlay?
Okay, I said to Bobby and the guests that I said good afternoon, good evening, good morning.
Okay, so this is... Okay, hold on. This would have been the speech you would have had given had you been invited. Okay, all right.
What is going on in this place? I said to Bobby Flay, he's had some, share of the legal battles and lawsuits, would be an understatement, correct? Bobby, he puts the sous in sous chef.
Okay, that's fair.
What did you say?
Not a stranger at the courthouse.
You have to take the good punches with the bad.
Do you have anything good to say?
Oh, yes, I want to say. I'm very proud of you, Bobby. You know, Bobby, he loves horse racing. In fact, he owns a horse. He won the Belmont Stakes, right?
His horse won the Belmont Stakes.
It did. His horses that lose, they become Bobby Flay Stakes. Good with the bad. Good with the bad.
I find that target.
I'm so glad I'm here.
Many successful TV shows, but also many failed ones. Perhaps his biggest failure was a show that he pitched not once, not twice, three times, called Stay Married to Bobby Flay.
I don't remember that show. Where is he going?
Where are you going?
Where is he going?
Bobby, where are you going? Where are you going?
Where are you going? You know what? That would have been a great show. You should pitch that one again.
I would bring the house down. See?
That's a good show.
I swear. What are you doing?
So this is the speech you would have made had you been invited. See, you should have
invited.
There's
not going to be a fourth pitch. I can promise you that.
All right.
And of course, I would say I'd probably like to end my speech. I'd say, Bobby, he loves the ladies, And in fact, Bobby, he supports more women every month than the Me Too movement.
I love Chef Lateef more and more now.
Well, thank you, Chef Lateef.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for stopping by. All right, thank you, Chef Lateef.
Goodbye, everybody, and Danielle. Goodbye.
Go make a croissant.
Yeah, get out of here. Goodbye, Chef Lateef. Thank you. I don't know what made him come here to do that.
Wow.
I don't know.
Coming in hot.
What? How you feeling?
I have to take off my sweatshirt. You said you were going to roast me at the event. You let Chef Lateef do it.
Are you wondering where my material just went?
Wow. Amazing. Wow.
I was not about to roast you. That was a night to honor you. Today's the day to roast you.
Yes, exactly. 4 weeks later.
I don't know. Now, hey, you know what? A big story here in New York, and I've talked about this several times. Your beautiful restaurant, Bar American, closed down.
Yeah.
Because it's just...
You love talking about this.
No, because it's one of my favorite restaurants of all time.
I mean, yeah, it's a New York story.
It would not make fiscal sense to redo it.
No.
But it's part of the business.
Yes, so it was open for 15 years, and it would have needed a multi-million dollar transformation.
Well, we all
do. And also... I know, but you pay for it. And also, you have to commit to another 10 or 15 years, at least. Right. It made no sense.
So the question is, do you have another restaurant in the wings?
I'm working on some stuff. Sir, I can't say it because there's no leases signed or anything like that, but I'm actually working on something in Midtown, and I'm working on some stuff in Vegas. I'm opening a new restaurant in Las Vegas that I can talk about. It's going to be at the Palms Hotel in Las Vegas.
Cool.
The Palms is being completely redone, and so I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a fish restaurant with lots of Latin flavors. It's going to be fun.
See, look, we all love Bobby from all of the stuff he does on TV. I mean, you're just a joy to watch. We love watching your shows. But getting back to what you really did and continue to do, opening restaurants. Is it kind of like a high? Do you get a high when you open a restaurant?
The bottom line is that I'm a cook. I mean, that's the thing that I love to do more than anything else. I get in my apron. I mean, you'll see, like, you know, I'm in my restaurant all the time, cooking in my restaurants, because that's the thing that I love to do. And so that's the thing that makes me wake up in the morning and think about doing the next restaurant.
Right.
Sure. Absolutely.
When we go to Gatto, we see you in the back, and I feel bad because you come out to say hi, but yeah. I feel like you really would prefer to be in the back.
No, I mean,
stirring some stuff.
Well, it depends who's at your table, but I love cooking. I mean, that's I love being in my restaurants. I love the energy of it all. I love cooking with my staff. I love teaching and mentoring people, but mostly I like feeding my customers. That's what I do. I mean, it's that basic.
It gets kind of scary in the kitchen of these big restaurants. Have you seen the energy that's going on back there?
I mean,
tempers, it's like a machine.
Tempers flare. Sometimes people run into each other. I mean, it's like sitting in an electric chair until the last customer leaves.
Yeah, but the thing about it is that there's lots of camaraderie in a kitchen, and like you think of yourself as part of a brigade in a way. And when it's really humming, the restaurant's really busy, and things are going really well, like people are high-fiving each other and saying, this is great, the way this kind of works, and all the food goes out. I mean, we turn out a lot of food in a very short period of time.
Like a sporting event.
Yes, exactly right.
So when's the last time, Bobby, you ate someone else's dish, or your own, and you took one bite, and you could feel your eyes rolling back in your head? It was just that good.
Oh, that good. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
I went to a restaurant last night called Bombay Bread.
Yeah. Floyd's restaurant.
Yes.
Bombay Bread Company.
So good. You know, he has all these like
bar.
All these like these spicy chutneys with this like Indian bread called naan. He had this beautiful fish curry last night. It was really fantastic.
It is Bombay Bread Bar, I believe.
It is, yes. Bombay Bread Bar. It used to be called Powala, but he changed it.
Right. You know, one of the people at your tribute was Susan Fenniger.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been eating her food since the 80s.
Well, Susan Fenniger and Mary Sue Milliken, they were known as the two hot tamales on Food Network years ago.
Two of the originals on TV.
They've been good friends of mine for a long time. All those people that cooked that night are all really important to me in one way or another.
Right.
Yeah, so that's why I have to do it.
So any of the chefs that weren't there, those are the people you don't like. Is that how we figure it out?
No. You know, you always look for the beauty in things, which is so nice.
What is it with you two? You know who else I love? Is I love Alex Guarnaschelli. Is that how you say
Alex Guarnaschelli, yes. She's amazing.
She's amazing.
Has she been on your show?
No, I want her
on. Oh, my God.
Here. I will tell you. I will give you some gossip.
So great.
Giada came up to me. She says, what's your name again? I said, Elvis Duran. She said, what do you do? I said, I do a radio show. In
she said that to you?
She did. She said, huh, well, you haven't had me on your show. I'm like, well, I want you on.
No, but you know, Alex is it would be a great interview. She speaks about food like no one else.
I love her.
Yeah, she's terrific.
She and I, we talk to each other all the time online.
Do you see who got engaged?
Who?
Our mutual friend, Katie Lee.
She did.
Oh, she did.
Yes.
She got engaged in Paris. And now she's in Venice. I'm following her online.
Yeah, she was on the Orient Express. Did you see that?
Yeah,
amazing.
I did. Her fiance.
You should do Elvis Duran show on the Orient Express.
That's exactly what we need to do.
Yes, exactly.
That just screams high ratings.
No, I know. iHeart's got the funds. Come on.
Oh, yeah, we got all whatever. We just print money
he's
left
like
and
Touché
right.
Over there.
What's up, people?
You know what? The Orient Express is famous for murder, so we could use a good murder. Right?
You know, I have to say, this is the first time I've been back since Bethany's chair is empty. What's happening there?
You know what? Well, listen, believe me, it's like having a tire that's low on air on the show. No, we'll have someone sit there eventually.
Yeah,
absolutely. No, a lot of people miss Bethany. People are still asking, "Where's Bethany?" Like, yeah. Well, she's no longer here.
Actually, she just texted me because she just woke up. I'm so jealous.
People want Bobby. What is it? Why did you write this, Brody? People want...
Because every time we talk about having an opening on the show, and every time we mention Bobby, people go, you should have Bobby on the show all the time.
Yeah, you have time for this. You should come up here every day and do a
show.
Well,
I do put in my resume, but I never hear back from anybody.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Could you get here on time every day, Bobby, or no?
On time. I'm up before you guys.
Really?
I wake up very early.
What do you do when you wake up?
When I wake up, I make coffee, I feed Nacho, because he basically wakes me up at 5:15.
Right, your little furry alarm clock.
He punches me in the face with his big paw, and then at 5:15, so I have to get up and feed him, because if I don't wake up, he just annoys me until I get up. So I get up, feed him, I make a pot of coffee, I use a percolator, just by the way, it's the best way to make coffee. And I put on the news, I find the news of the day, I read a couple of newspapers, I still get the newspapers delivered to my door. I love that.
So you like the quiet time, the quiet before the
storm. I love mornings. I love it.
Well, wait a minute, though. You have a roommate now, don't you?
No.
I thought your daughter was moving in with you.
She's still at school. I have 6 or 7 weeks of solace.
And then she's gonna. Can you imagine moving in with your dad?
It's not a done deal yet. It's a whole. You know what do you think, Danielle?
Yeah.
She's 21, going on 22 years old. She's about to graduate from school, and she's like, "Dad, I'm moving back in with you."
I think you should let her because nowadays people need to save money before they go out on their own. So
that's
I think
what she said.
She would save a lot of money by living with you, and if you have the great relationship that you say you have, then I think you'll be fine.
But they do have a great relationship. Yeah. But still, doesn't she want to like have a lot?
She wants to live with her single dad?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a sitcom. It's a sitcom. Yeah.
She also suggested to me the other day that one of her sorority sisters was also going to move into my apartment.
No.
That's getting creepy.
In the guest room.
No.
From a sitcom to a porn.
Yeah,
No. I have mixed feelings about it. I think she should get some roommates and go live someplace and pay rent.
But she's not going to save money that way. She needs to save some money. College students have nothing when they come out of college.
She doesn't need money. She's Bobby Flay's kid. They're worth millions of dollars. Go sell a horse.
No, she needs to make her own money.
Of course, he's got to teach her responsibility.
Absolutely.
Now, is she working at the restaurant company?
No.
What is she doing?
She's a broadcast journalism major. Okay.
Should come work with us.
I have to tell you, listen.
What?
I don't know. She's gonna do really well no matter what. You should have her on.
Okay, well go get her.
Why are you sweating? She's in LA.
Oh, okay. You're sweating. Why are you sweating?
I'm still feeling the effects of Chef Latigue.
What's Gary?
By the way, people are texting in restaurant reservation requests. You have a table for 6 for Mother's Day for this?
No problem. For brunch. Absolutely.
Hey, if we hire your daughter, will you cook for us every single day?
Yeah, I'll bring some biscuits.
By the way, last time you brought biscuits, you brought two.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, there's nothing you can do at this place to get any, like, love. I mean, it's unbelievable.
You know we love you.
No.
Hey, question. What's the new fad? What's the new avocado toast?
Poke. Everything is poke.
Yeah.
What is that? What's poke?
Just raw fish.
Oh.
You don't eat fish?
I hate fish.
Really?
Ugh. Not a fish person at all.
You know, the reason Bethany left is because you never fed us.
What's the last thing you cooked at home,
Danielle?
She
left out of hunger.
Oh, I cook all the time at home.
All right. What's the last thing you cook?
Probably lasagna. I make a kick-ass
lasagna. Oh, you made
lasagna.
An Italian dish?
Yes.
Shocking.
Shut up.
Lasagna.
Wait, I'm going to call... Chef Latibak.
Lasagna, do you use ricotta cheese or do you use bechamel sauce?
I use ricotta cheese.
Yes, she does.
It's easier.
Meat sauce?
Yes, of course, meat sauce.
Mm.
All right, so poke. That's like where it's all going.
Well, that's where it's been.
Where is it going?
I don't know. Here's the thing. Whenever I predict trends, I'm always wrong. So I just let the trends happen and then I steal them.
Hey, I got to ask you a question. I want the honest truth. When I was on Beat Bobby Flay that one time, and I was never invited back, but...
First of all, that's not true. You get invited back every season. You always say no.
That's not true.
Because you're too busy.
I'm on Bobby...
You work 3 days, three hours a day.
Right? I do. I was on Beat Bobby Flay, and then at the, you know, at the end of the show, Bobby has to compete against another chef.
Right.
And your dish turned out so spicy, there was no way... There's no way we could have... voted for you. I think you threw it. I think you did it on purpose.
No way. Absolutely not. Show is legitimate. 100%. Just FYI, in case anybody's wondering.
It was so spicy. It was like beyond anything.
All right, so sometimes I mess up. What can I tell you?
He's full of crap. He threw that.
Why would I throw it? I don't want to lose.
I don't know.
You know better than to do that.
But okay. It's 45 minutes of pressure. I do make mistakes all the time on that show. That's what happens. I mean, sometimes I just go overboard, or sometimes I'll put some spicy chili pepper in there, and the spice grows over the time.
Mm. All right.
I believe you. I mean,
and this is what another reason why I love Bobby. He's not afraid to show his human side. There are chefs out there that have such huge egos.
What human side?
There are so many chefs out there that have such huge egos. Right. They refuse to admit when they're wrong.
Bobby doesn't have an ego at all.
No, not at all.
No, you got a big ego. You got a little bit of an ego, right?
Well,
of course you do.
Of course. I mean, yeah.
It's Bobby freaking Flay. What do you want?
Do you do that in the morning when you wake up? Do you look in the mirror and go, that's right, I'm Bobby freaking Flay.
Oh, my God.
You do, don't you?
No. You guys right. are ridiculous.
Do you look at Nacho and go, Nacho, your dad
Nacho
is Bobby Flay.
By the way, I will tell you, you are scoring a lot of points today because the your mic technique is giving you serious neck nuts. You have a very low voice today.
Really?
Yeah. People are texting in about your neck
Who
nuts.
Who came in the other
neck
day that
nuts.
Had the lowest? Charlie Puth.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was like That was crazy.
Anyway, I feel like we've been picking on you. You know, you're our brother. We love you.
No, I love it here.
As he said, so deflated.
That was convincing.
Oh, look, Greg T's here. Hey, Greg, did you see Chef Latee out there?
I did. I gave him a high five. I thought he did great, and he had to go over to the airport real quick. He's flying out to France right now.
Oh.
Flying out to France.
Greyhound. Did you see him?
What's that?
You saw him, Bobby?
I did see him. He made a really nice appearance here.
He loves you. He really has got, he does. He really does.
I just called a couple of my friends. They're following him to the airport as we speak.
Okay, before you walk out the
door. I'm going to give him a little New York love.
Before you walk out the door, we know we have a new restaurant opening in Vegas.
Wait a minute. Walk out the door. I'm sitting down. Are you kicking me out?
No, we can take a break, but we have to take a break. But you can stay all day.
I have Pilates at 9, so I can say.
Well, how far away is Pilates?
It's in Tribeca, so it's close.
Oh, okay. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Whatever you've been enjoying, we're going to have more of it coming up next with Bobby Flay.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
All right, Bobby, you want to play a game?
Fire away.
Bobby Flay is here.
Yes.
He's ready to play a game. It's the match game.
Match game.
Where people have to match the stars. We couldn't get any stars, so we invited you.
Thank you.
And we invited everyone else here on the show.
Always available.
Froggy's here to play. Scary, you got to turn the microphones on. I don't know how this thing works. I don't know how to work this stuff. Bobby, if you did take over the show, would you know how to do all this stuff?
No, you don't know how to do it, so how would I know how to do it?
I don't know. It's impossible. Look, how many buttons did we count on this board? Like 400 and something?
Yeah, 416.
We don't know what they do.
You know, I want to ask you a question, because like you hear in the promo, like millions of people listening. Do you know actually how many people listen to you?
Yeah.
Like how many?
Like, well, we terrestrial radio, I think 10 million a week, something like that.
Really?
Yeah. And that's not including digital around the world.
Wow.
Yeah, you got a lot of people listening.
Hi, everybody.
It's pretty big.
I know. It's amazing.
Pretty big.
More than cable.
Really?
Anyway, okay, Scary. Let's move forward here.
Why do I have a pen and paper?
Oh, because you'll see. It's time.
I feel like I'm going back to school, Meg. It's getting me nervous.
It's time for the match game. We need to have contestants. Oh, here's one now. 1-800-242-0100. You know how a match game works. Don't you remember this?
Yes.
When you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Lonely kid.
Yes.
No friends.
By myself.
You'd watch games.
Exactly.
Game shows.
Yeah. Only child.
All right. Let's get a contestant on the line. We'll go to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Welcome
hello, lady.
Well, hello, lady. Welcome to Bobby Flay Match Game.
Awesome. Hey, Bobby. What's up?
What's up? How you doing?
My wife loves watching your show, Be Bobby Flay. She watches it every night.
Thank you, Chris. That's the first nice thing somebody said to me this morning. I appreciate it. So thanks for calling in.
Thank you for being the nice one. All right, now don't answer immediately. Think about your answer you want to give, Chris, while the stars write down their answers, and let's see how many you can match, okay?
All right.
Here we go. Dumb Dennis's March Madness bracket was so bad.
How bad was it?
It was so bad that the team he picked to win it all wasn't a good team. It was a blank team. All right. Dumb Dennis's March Madness bracket was so bad. It was so bad the team he picked to win wasn't a good team. It was a blank team. All right. The stars are writing down their answers. I can hear the writing. Mm. That's the sound of stars writing. All right, Froggy, you ready to go?
Yep, ready
to go. Okay, let's see how many matches you get. This is kind of a tough one. Dumb Dennis's March Madness bracket was so bad, the team he picked to win it all wasn't a good team. It was a blank team. What's your answer, Chris?
Horrible team.
A horrible team. Okay.
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 Well, yeah. It's kind of the obvious answer.
All right. I don't know. Keep in mind, you're playing with a room full of smart asses.
That's
us?
True.
No.
So, you know. All right, so Dennis's March Madness bracket was so bad, the team he chose to win it wasn't a good team. It was a blank team. We're looking for horrible. What's yours, Scary?
It's soccer.
Soccer team.
Oh.
Okay.
This is so dumb.
Yeah, okay. Froggy.
Yeah.
The team wasn't a good team. It was a
debate team.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
We're not getting any matches.
Oh.
All right. Danielle.
Yes.
Dumb Dennis's March Madness bracket was so bad it wasn't a... It was so bad the team he picked to win it wasn't a good team. It was a blank team.
A dead team.
A dead team.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Like zombies.
Oh.
Like zombies.
Sure. Come on now.
Zombies are big, big.
Feel me here. Feel
you should
me.
Open a zombie restaurant, Bobby.
Okay.
Okay, we're looking for Bobby.
Dumb Dennis's March Madness bracket was so bad the team he picked to win it all wasn't a good team. It was a blank team.
It was a football team.
Football team.
Yeah.
All right, we have no matches. Please hold. Please hold, Chris. All right. Brody reminded me. He said, we did that same question 4 years ago. It was hilarious. Oh, my God.
Well, Bobby wasn't here. So.
Oh, my God. Okay.
No, do you ever feel like a punching bag?
No. I would like to. I would love to know what that feels like. Okay, let's try.
I can tell you.
Let's try with Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hey, everybody.
Well, hello.
Hi,
welcome to Celebrity Match Game. Our only celebrity is Bobby Flay.
Hi, Bobby.
What's happening?
I can't wait.
Leah, let's try to get at least one match here. Now, don't answer immediately, okay?
Okay.
Give the stars a chance to write down their answers. Here we go. Actor Kevin Bacon has decided to go vegetarian. To make it official, he changed his name to Kevin Blank. Okay. Kevin Bacon is going vegetarian, Leah. To make it official, he changed his name to Kevin Blank. All right, the stars are writing down their answers. I was cheating.
Don't look.
I don't want to cheat.
Yeah,
don't steal
cheat.
Your answer.
Mm.
All right, here we go. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, Leah, let's see who we have here. Actor Kevin Bacon has decided to go vegetarian. To make it official, he changed his name to Kevin Blank. What is your answer?
Salad.
Kevin Salad.
It's not bad.
That makes sense.
It does.
It does.
It makes total sense.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go around the room. Skiri, we'll start with you. Kevin Bacon is changing his name because he's going vegetarian. He's now going to be known as Kevin...
Facon.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good, actually.
Facon.
I got to give him credit there.
That's good.
I thought mine was good, but yours is really good, Skiri.
You look very skinny.
Thank you.
He's been eating Facon.
Obviously.
Every January, he does Dr. Fat Loss.
I know, but just why don't you just keep it off this year?
Because I come to eat at your restaurant.
Oh.
Hey, Froggy.
Okay. Yes.
Kevin Bacon's going vegetarian. To make it official, he's changing his name to Kevin...
Kevin Quinoa.
That's very good.
I actually like that name. You could, quinoa.
Okay.
I hate my answer now.
We're looking for salad. Danielle.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon's going vegetarian. To make it official, he's going...
Kevin Tofu.
Kevin Tofu.
Oh.
You know what? This isn't good. We need one salad. Bobby Flay. We'll choose you.
Okay.
Kevin Bacon has decided to go vegetarian. To make it official, he changed his name to Kevin...
Kevin Kale.
Kevin Kale.
Isn't kale and quinoa, aren't they kind of salads?
Well, kale...
Quinoa's a grain.
Yeah, but you can have a kale salad.
You can have yes, a you kale can. Salad.
Yes, you can.
I say give it to her.
Let's give her
Yay!
A match.
Yes.
What does she win? Free meal at Bobby's Burger Palace?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you win?
It's a table for 10 and a free dinner at...
Gatto.
Oh my God! A table for 10. It'd be great for like after a funeral. We have a lot of your friends.
Anytime after 11 p.m., it's available.
We definitely have an Elvis Duran shirt on the way. Hey, Leah, thank you for listening.
Bobby's never coming back.
You just won a dinner for 20 at Bar American.
We'll be right with you.
Please hold.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
You guys, you know what? The name of the game is to try to match people. All right, what time is your Pilates class?
A 9. I'm fine. I'm not leaving.
He's having too much fun.
You can kick me out if you want, but I'm not leaving.
All right, we've got Sound with Garrett and more with Bobby Flay coming up. Bobby Flay is here. People are asking if he gets paid by the moment.
Because I won't leave?
Well, no, I never want you to leave. I thought it was you had to go do Pilates.
You have 15 minutes to get to Pilates.
I'm fine. It's fine. I'll make it. It's going to be fine. It's down the block.
Now, are there other chefs taking a Pilates class with you? Is this like the official chef's Pilates class?
It's a good question. Not that I know of.
Right. Is it a full class? Like, how many people are in the class?
I take privates because the problem with Pilates is that if you... I'm new to this, but the movements in Pilates are so small that if you don't do it perfectly right, you're not doing anything.
Right.
Oh. So I think in a class, it's hard for people to... correct you.
Oh.
I get it.
Yeah.
Private
sense.
Pilates.
Yeah.
All right. Will Mario Batali be there?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Just... All right. Let's get into food news. Now, the food news is something that Froggy does.
What does that even mean?
It's news about food.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty much self-explanatory.
Froggy is the great American. I'm so happy that I'm the only one that picks on him now. This is fantastic.
I love Bobby, though. That's the difference. I really like him.
That's
don't.
The difference. Danielle hates me.
Danielle hates you.
Right. I like Bobby. Genuinely like him.
What, Danielle, what is it? Is it really, is it like a secret crush that you have?
Oh, that's what
no,
it
that's
is.
That's not what it is.
Well, let me tell you, that's what it is.
Well, I don't understand. Be nice to our guest.
He's not really a guest. He's kind of like part of the furniture now, family. So, you know.
I'm a chair.
You are. You're an ottoman. All right, well, let's get into food news with Froggy, which is so appropriate.
I know.
That Bobby Flay is here.
Yes, I want to further your talk of Jersey Mike's. More than 1,360 Jersey Mike locations across the country joining forces with more than 170 local charities for the company's 8th annual Month of Giving fundraising campaign. Last year, they raised $5.5 million for local charities nationwide. This year, they are trying to break that record. So get into your Jersey Mike's. Every single penny sold going to local charities.
Yay! Yeah, I love that.
Also, Red Lobster, now serving
yes.
lobster and waffles, baby.
Yeah! Yeah! Shut up.
What's better than that, Bobby Flay?
I think actually nothing.
You see,
I like that idea.
No, see, I would love... I like fried chicken and waffles because the salty, crunchy
right.
chicken with the syrup makes sense. I don't know if I want to put syrup on
your lobster.
No, it says that chicken and waffles are amazing, but what about if you substituted fried chicken for lobster? Red Lobster hopes that you like this. They're starting the dish. Features buttermilk battered and fried Maine lobster tail on top of a waffle made with the same
mix. Oh, they're
mix.
Frying the lobster.
Yes, going to fry the lobster.
Well, you know,
bring it on.
There's a chef in Dallas, Dean Fearing. He does chicken fried lobster. Have you had
yes.
it there?
I love Dean Fearing.
I haven't told you the best part yet.
Oh, there's a better part?
The waffle is made with the same mix used in the chain's famous Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Oh. Cheddar Bay! Color
yes.
me there.
That's where I have to
put the flag up.
Why? Because there's
cheddar
cheese.
And lobster.
Yeah, cheddar
no.
and cheddar lobster.
Okay, well, I'm willing to give it a try. And last but not least, tonight is Wagyu Wednesdays at Gatto. If you go in, you get a free steak on Bobby Flay
yeah.
at Gatto.
Nice.
And if they run out, we'll then just get the porterhouse pork chop.
How do you keep the doors open at these prices?
It's amazing. Available after 11 p.m.
Get Froggy's food news.
There you go.
Bobby, I love you. I kid because I love. Danielle, on the other hand, not the case.
No, I know. I understand. That's
see,
okay.
I think she does have a little crush on you.
Oh, yeah.
No, she doesn't.
I'm going to sit here and give you all the reasons.
My wife just sent me a text. She's like, wow, Danielle really doesn't like Bobby, does she?
What?
Why don't you like Bobby?
It's not that...
You do like
Bobby. Lisa loves Bobby. Lisa thinks Bobby's the greatest.
You yes. do love Bobby.
I love Bobby.
Okay,
see,
scary
I'm
what?
I kid because I love.
Observation. What? Every time I'm in Gatto, I see Bobby walking around, taking pictures, hanging out. You seriously are a genuine guy. And I do like the
Oh, I've heard other stories.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead and go.
She's rough on me, man.
I don't know.
I wasn't as rough as Chef Latee. Come on.
No, that's true. That's true.
Let's get into sound with Garrett. All maybe right. you have some food-themed sound.
Unfortunately, no, but Bobby can still comment if he wants. Let's start with Roseanne. Came back last night on ABC. So this is the opening scene. Now, if you remember,
right.
John Goodman, who played Dan on the show, passed away on the first
finale
yeah. of Roseanne, but he's alive in this season.
And sleeping in the bed next
yes.
to her.
Dan? Dan? Dan!
Canned laughter.
Yep.
What happened?
I thought you were dead.
He's sleeping. Why does everybody else think I'm dead?
Because you were. That's pretty much
he
it.
He was dead.
Yes. Over on ESPN Radio, Mike Golick was interviewing Ronda Rousey. You know, she's getting ready for WrestleMania, WWE, in just a few weeks. Asked a weird question about going back in time.
So there is a possibility that you could go back in time?
There's a possibility that I could go back in time? That's your question to me?
Go back in time and fight. Go back in the octagon.
I do not have the ability to go back in time, no.
No,
she didn't
would
like
you
that
fight
question.
Again?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's odd that someone doesn't have the ability to go back in time. That was very uncomfortable.
That was.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with her. She could kick your ass.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well, then she did a few more interviews where it got even more weird, and you could tell she was ready to punch someone right in the face.
And, Bobby, you saw that interview.
I did see it. It was... She didn't want somebody to sort of suggest that her career was over fighting. I think that's what it came down to.
And a lot of the guys on ESPN2 behind her back said that her career was over. So when they faced her yesterday face to face, they kind of like sidestepped it and she called him out on it.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it was great.
I love her. I think she could kick your ass.
Exactly. Now let's move over to,
for the record,
to NBC2. Now, a woman married a tree in Fort Myers, Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
The story alone is great for the puns.
That Lee County woman decided to marry the enormous ficus tree behind her in an effort to save it.
They met on Timber.
All right, I don't want to hear anymore.
No, wait a minute.
This is the beginning.
I like the idea of marrying a tree. Just kidding.
So many jokes.
You get all sappy.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
No, you do. I mean, they're sappy trees. Anyway, you say that.
All right.
No, I mean, I'm serious. They have sap.
You can go out on a limb and marry it.
Oh boy.
That's those were the ones that were in the news story that I couldn't play, but still. All right, let's move over. Over to Daily Mail. Danielle was doing the story about the best sing-along car songs. She did number one, which was Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, right?
Yeah, this is a great song to sing along to while you're driving.
Yeah.
Do you still drive, or do you have a driver everywhere you go, Bobby?
I definitely drive.
You drive?
Yes.
You have a truck, a car? What do you have?
I have a car.
Okay.
All right, let's go to number two. Number two, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Do you ever sing this in your car?
I love it. Mm-hmm. Reminds me of The Sopranos. It's the last song.
Yeah.
And then number three.
No, it wasn't. I'm sorry.
No, it was Journey.
Sorry.
I thought it was The Sopranos. I thought it was The Sopranos, too.
No, it was Journey.
You think of New Jersey, but yeah.
Don't stop believing.
And then number three, Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
Very old songs. Great songs, but...
There you go. The list of songs that are great to drive to.
And sing along with your friends.
Yeah.
So you drive yourself?
Yes, I drive myself. you have...
Even in New York, because a lot of people don't drive in New York.
Oh, no, I have a car in New York.
Do you pump your own gas?
Yes, I do.
Not
of course
if you come
I
to
do.
Jersey.
No, you can't pump your own gas in Jersey.
I love that.
I love how we're asking Bobby, do you really? You can breathe without assistance?
No, I mean, because I drive to all my burger places all the time.
Do you wipe your own butt, Bobby?
I'm going to Prime
today. Somebody does that for you.
This is the song.
Oh, that's it. Yes.
The last
song. This was
the
end of The Sopranos.
From Sopranos.
What happened at the end?
He's not dead.
He's not dead?
I think he's dead.
I think they whacked him right there.
The debate is on. Thank you, Bobby Flay.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
No, I'm not leaving.
I'm going to play a song for you. You got to get to Pilates. You're the best. Just a small town girl. Come on, Bobby. Sing along.
No, I can't sing.
You're behind the wheel of your Kia. Let me hear it.
I can cook. I can't sing this song. You don't want me to do that to anybody.
All right, fine. Be that way. All right, let's take a break. By the way, he's not leaving, but you won't be able to hear him because you'll be hearing commercials.
I have to leave.
You have to leave? I have to do a commercial for stamps.com.
Have a great day.
Well, I know, but I want to say goodbye. Just came home.
Oh, right.
Hey, did you know that all the stuff you do at the post office you can do in the comfort of your own apartment?
Did not know that.
Here's what's going on. Stamps.com. You never have to go to the post office again. Not that you don't like the post office. It's a fine place to hang out at.
Okay.
Now, let's say you want to weigh packages or but you don't want to put too much postage on them.
Mm-hmm.
Just the right amount. What you do at stamps.com, you get a 4-week trial for this thing I'm going to sign you up to. Bobby, you're going to love this.
How do you weigh it?
They're going to send you this digital scale. You hook it up to your computer and you weigh it and you get the exact postage rate that you need. Not too much, not too little, just right. Because I know you're sending packages all the time.
I like the way stamps taste, though.
Yeah. No, nowadays they have the self-sticking stamps.
They
really.
Licks,
you don't really
matter.
Lick them.
I still lick them anyway.
He licks the self-sticking stamps.
Wow.
Stamps.com. Remember the other day they had the Mr. Rogers stamps come out?
They did. They have these really cool stamps with like all the Disney villains on them that I love.
I would love to lick a Disney.
It's awesome. Disney
Nacho Flay's getting his own stamp.
Disney.
He should. But you know what? You can do all that in the comfort of your own home. Convenient, easy, reliable, efficient. Stamps.com. Click on the microphone and type in Elvis at the top of the page, and you get a 4-week trial with your digital scale, postage, everything.
Nice.
The music ran out because I'm so excited talking about it.
I can hear it.